This is Dr. Singh dictating from Lord's Senior Care and Rehabilitation Patient. First name is David. Last name is Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G. Date of birth is 7/18/1950. Date of evaluation is 2/23/2022. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression and medication review, history of present illness. This is a 71 years old widowed male who is a familiar to our service but new to me. I reviewed evaluation done by PA Mark and psychologist Dr. Larson. Your last visit with the PA was on February 8, 2022. Your patient was present during my evaluation. He acknowledged that he was hospitalized at McLaren for sepsis secondary to UTI and was also diagnosed to have quote severe bowel infection unquote. Patient had gastroenteritis and also carries diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, post-herpetic neuropathy, and benign prostate hyperplasia. He was also previously diagnosed with essential tremor. His chart also indicates diagnosis of dementia. Hypertension and chronic kidney disease. Your patient was present during my evaluation. He acknowledged that he has been taking Zoloft since his wife passed away 5 years ago. Period. Patient reports that he has a girlfriend and a godson who live with him. Period. His girlfriend is much younger than him. And reports that she was helping him out as much as she could, and reports that she also has some medical issues including history of scoliosis. Period. He reports that she's going to school to get master's in psychology. Period. Patient reports that for a long time he was diagnosed with essential tremors, but now his diagnosis got changed to Parkinson's disease and sees a neurologist. Period. He denies any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Period. He does not have any children of his own and reports that he has some nephews and nieces, but they live out of state in Nebraska and Iowa. The next paragraph, no history of manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, under review systems, general tremors, bilateral extremities, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied but seen by our service at this facility, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied, prior history of suicide attempts, denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, denied, social history, current relationship, widowed but lives with his girlfriend and her son, current education. Patient reports that he has PhD and was a professor of mathematics at Oakland University and also served as a dean in the School of Humanities. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, bucolateral form and chart nursing. Next paragraph under history and habits. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, sertraline 25 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 142 over 66, pulse 63, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor pleasant, motor movements, tremors, bilateral extremities, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood euthymic, effect broad, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, memory mildly impaired for recent events, but he knew Biden as a president. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, fair fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair under assessment and plans. Mood disorder due to known physiological condition with the depressive features F06.31. Plans continue, sertraline as prescribed. Number two, insomnia due to medical condition G47.01. Plans continue. Melatonin. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. Under procedure code 99309. Under disposition after assessment, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and neurologist for management of his medical problems, period notify our service for persistent mood changes. Patient minimize any complaints of hallucinations and reports that Parkinson's has not affected his mind. We'll follow with you as needed basis. This is end of dictation.